At Worldwide Broadcasting, we have the unique opportunity to interview distinguished individuals who have made significant contributions to their respective industries and fields. Joining us today is Wanessa Pence, who is the owner and president of Wanessa Sue Incorporated. How are you doing today, Wanessa?
Well, I'm doing really good. The weather's fine.
Glad to hear it. Why don't you start by telling us what you'd like to promote most about yourself or your profession?
My profession is I manufacture the AirLite building panel system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a environmentally friendly product. It has a complete thermal break and will give you a high R value, so any place from 30 to 35. As far as myself, I've spent the last 53 years in the construction industry from one part of it to another. I started out as a grunt person digging forms for a company that did remodels and progressed from there. I've worked in every field except for the air conditioning field. Went on to college and got some degrees in construction sciences, computer sciences, and here I am today.
So I understand you're a veteran-owned company. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. My husband's a veteran of the Air Force. I'm a veteran from the Navy. And we decided that when we started this business that we would make it beneficial to veterans and for the elderly people. That's where we started out. We still maintain that all our team members are veterans, but we have found that we couldn't limit ourselves just to the elderly people because we realized that the product is a lot better than what we thought it was going to be. We understood at the beginning that you buy a home from your retirement and you end up spending all your money on utilities to maintain that home, whereas with our product, we can almost guarantee you a 60 to 65% reduction in your utilities every month out of the year.
Wow.
That's true. Our average temperature change for the inside to the outside with our product is approximately 26 degrees.
That's very impressive.
And that's year-round, no matter if it's cold or hot. And we have that as a proven fact.
Can you go into a little more detail about what exactly your product is?
What it is a steel-framed. We build a steel frame, and then we inject it in what we call a clamshell press with polystyrene that we have expanded here in the plant. Incidentally, I might say that everything that we have here is done from scratch. We roll our own studs. We make our own beads out of a product that is shipped to us from Canada. The panel itself will support a 10-foot panel, 5.5 inches wide, thick, 4 feet wide, with a top plate and a bottom plate of 18 gauge will support 20,420 pounds. That's well over 5,000 pounds per lineal foot, which far out exceeds most stick-built 2x6 walls. The system that we are using is considered a disruptive system on account of that we're not doing things like everybody else. We're trying to do something a little bit better and at the same time protect our environment. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen to our children, my grandchildren. And this product is recyclable, and most of the product itself has been recycled or will be recycled, which doesn't include anything from the forest.
Who are your main clients?
Well, I can't pinpoint as a main person, per se. My clients are you, the general public. We do not warehouse anything for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ship to a distributor of any kind that would warehouse and then ship from there. We are primarily a custom building company. And to say any one person, we don't have that. Maybe it's a luxury that we just never had a chance to procure, but I am very comfortable with dealing with individuals and small builders that want to do something a little bit nicer than what they've been doing in the past.
So if you had to start your career over again, would you do anything differently?
To get where I am right now, I probably wouldn't do too much different, because I started out with the Navy and went to Roar Aircraft and worked there for a little bit and went back to school for architectural drafting and worked all kinds of fields in the construction area. As I said before, I've worked everything except for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is that I think if I knew then what I know now, I would never have done those other trades. I would have jumped right into building these panels right from the beginning.
Right.
Because even though it's considered a disruptive field, it's coming into its own because of our utility costs being so high. And that, to me, is important, to be able to save money for everybody as well as the environment.
Of course. So I'd like to ask, with all the trades that you've been a member of, what fields do you consider yourself to be an expert in?
I go right out into the plant, and I work with the guys out there. I roll my own studs for them. I do the drafting part for them so that they know how to build it. I even do the expansion of the polystyrene into a bead. I guess I'm just a hands-on girl, that's all.
Okay. Sort of a Jill of all trades.
A little bit, like I said, except for the fact that I just never got into the air conditioning part.
Is that something you just never had any interest in?
I had an interest in it at one time for a very short period because I wanted to learn a little bit. But the school that I had to go to, and nobody wanted to teach me because of the fact that I am a girl,
mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find anybody that would teach me other than going to school, and that took too much time.
Okay. Now you're more established. You'd rather just contract out an air conditioner person?
Exactly. And I have a lot of fun with that because whenever they come in to estimate a job for me, and they come in and they say, well, this house is going to take 5,000 tons of air conditioning. I tell them, no, it isn't. It's only going to take 3.5. And I have proved that time and time again. Well, not only are you going to be able to save by buying the product itself, you're going to save on a lot of the installation and time. The mere fact that you can have more than one trade working in the building, around the building at the same time, is a big time consuming saver.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, it really is. For instance, typically with a wood construction, you cannot have a drywall person and a stucco person working the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the fact that either you're hammering or whatever. Well, with our product, there's no hammering. You use screws, so therefore you don't have that vibration. And the same token for the people that are doing the stucco, they're not going to bother the sheetrock because it's already screwed down tight. So those are two trades right there that can be working simultaneously on your project. Another thing, too, with this product, after the concrete has been poured, typically a homeowner can be in their home 28 days later. Most of the construction field will take any place from 3 to 6 and sometimes even 9 months to build. And I think that's ridiculous.
Does your product have a quicker turnaround time?
Very much so. A little joke, not a joke, but it's a little thing that I come up against a contractor, and I'll ask him, I'll say, you have three real good framers? And he says, yeah, we do. And I'll ask him, how many lineal feet of wall can your man build in 1 hour out of 2x6 wall? And typically what I get from them is between 18 and 23 feet, lineal feet. My next question would be, what are they going to do the next hour after they've really pushed to get that 26 feet? He said, well, they're going to sit down and rest. I said, well, how would you like to be able to put up between 70 and 80 lineal feet every hour and never have to sit down and rest? They can't believe it.
Well,
but it's true.
It sounds like an improvement.
Way bigger. And the panel system is so light, a 10-foot panel that will hold at 20,420 pounds, it's only going to weigh about 76 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's already insulated, and you're ready to go with your roof in about 6 hours for approximately 2,000 square foot home.
That's impressive. Does your staff have as varied an experience as yourself in the trades for the most part?
My staff is really my team members. And most of them, all they have is a little bit of limited experience as far as being a remodeler or taking care of their own little projects. I have taught my lead person over the years, and he has forwarded my teachings to other people. And occasionally I'll go out and I'll maybe correct somebody, but not very often. And as I said,
what would you consider to be the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Seeing a smile on somebody's face 6 months to a year later, knowing that they have saved a lot of money in their utilities, and they have a very comfortable home that termites won't eat, it's mildew and mold resistant, so it's therefore it's very healthy for people that have allergies. But I think the biggest thing is knowing that they're happy.
I'm sure it gives them a great deal of satisfaction knowing that they've supported a veteran-owned and managed organization as well.
Some of them have said that, yes, that's true. And there have been a few people that I've worked for that said that when they found out that we are veteran-owned and operated, they wouldn't go anyplace else even if I charged more money.
So I'd like to also ask, if someone were interested in contacting you to take advantage of your services, what would be the best way to do so?
One way would be to go to my website, and that's www.wanessa-sue.com.
Okay, so that's Wanessa, W-A-N-E-S-S-A, hyphen Sue, S-U-E, .com?
That's correct.
Thank you, Wanessa, for sharing your experiences with us. You're an inspiration to your field, and we appreciate you for taking the time to speak to our listeners. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Worldwide Broadcasting. We look forward to providing you with additional engaging interviews with professionals around the country and abroad.